A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You didn't get it when I chose you either.
But this is different. I'm not a tax collector.
Get used to different.
CEO Daryl Eves would be one of the first to tell you they wanted The Chosen to be different. So, instead of pitching the idea for their multi-season show to a Hollywood studio, they went to the public.
I think it's really important that everyone knows this is not an LDS project. This is 100% written and directed by an evangelical. And basically, we had this self-funded from all different faiths and backgrounds. And we got 19,000 people backing the project. And we broke the all-time crowdfunding record in film and television for a Jesus show. like that's amazing.
That first season has now been viewed over 100 million times and is available in 50 different languages in 180 different countries around the world. A large portion of that second season is filmed right here in Utah, but its genesis is also right here in Utah. Eves' friend Jeffrey Harmon, one of the founders of Angel Studios, approached him at a conference he was putting on with a video.
And I'm like, I'm trying to put on a conference. He says, no, you have to see this. And that was when I was able to see Dallas Jenkins' creation of the nativity through the eyes of the shepherd.
That unique way of telling the nativity story hooked him, and that conversation eventually led to the creation of The Chosen. Then COVID-19 happened just as they were getting ready to crowdfund season two.
Pretty much every television and film production just shut down. We had decided either do Malta, Bulgaria, or Utah. And then we found out that Utah was a no, and it was because of COVID.
At that point, writer and director Dallas Jenkins went back to the farm where he'd filmed the short that inspired the show and prayed that they'd be able to keep going.
And it was the next day that we got an answer that, hey, Goshen's a go.
Locking down a location was just one hurdle. Next, they had to hire a crew of 11 people to administer COVID tests and pay to have the whole cast and crew tested frequently to meet the Screen Actors Guild requirements. Something he said cost $800,000. It all paid off, though. Throughout filming of season two, they had just one isolated case of COVID. And all that testing and prep work, they locked down right here in Utah, helped them pull off one of their biggest scenes ever.
The last episode of season two is the Sermon on the Mount. Like, okay, you need a lot of extras.
Knowing how they'd been successful here, they were able to test 2,300 extras.
We only turned away a couple cars, and yet we were able to actually do that Sermon on the Mount scene, and it looks so epic of having actual people that weren't, CGI'd in.
That streamlined process was also noticed by a certain Hollywood tabloid, too.
And that was the first positive piece that TMZ actually did, and they applauded us and said Hollywood can learn from what The Chosen's doing, because we did it right.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.